This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at CAM therapy usage, white rice and type 2 diabetes risk, and finally a story about diet sodas and diabetes. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to another milestone edition of HealthBeat Podcast. This is episode number 400, recorded March 8th, 2013. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A recent study published in Health Affairs looked at the current usage of CAM therapy. Complementary and alternative medicine services in the United States are an approximately $9 billion, that's with a B, billion-dollar market each year, equal to 3% of national ambulatory health care expenditures. Unlike conventional allopathic health care, CAM therapy is primarily paid for out of pocket, although some services are covered by most health insurance. Examining trends in demand for complementary and alternative medicine services in the United States, reported in the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey during 2002 through 2008, the authors of the study found that use of and spending on these services, previously on the rise, have largely plateaued. The higher proportion of out-of-pocket responsibility for payment for services may explain the lack of growth. The author's findings suggest that any attempt to reduce national health care spending by eliminating coverage for complementary and alternative medicine would have little impact at best. Should some forms of complementary and alternative medicine, for example chiropractic care for back pain, be proven more efficient than allopathic and specialty medicine, the inclusion of complementary and alternative medicine providers in new delivery systems such as accountable care organizations could help slow growth in national health care spending. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. Good news, listeners. COT's HealthBeat is now available on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio allows listeners to get the freshest episodes of your favorite podcasts and radio shows streamed directly to your smartphone or iPad with no downloading or syncing. Simply surf to www.stitcher.com and download the Stitcher app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. Once downloaded, simply do a search for chiropractic and then click on the Chiropractic Online Today's HealthBeat link, or simply surf to our show notes for a direct link to listen on your home webpage. A recent study was published in the British Journal of Medicine to summarize evidence on the association between white rice consumption and risk of type 2 diabetes and to quantify the potential dose-response relation. Four articles were identified that included seven distinct prospective cohort analyses in Asian and Western populations for this study. Asian, such as Chinese and Japanese populations, had much higher white rice consumption levels than did Western population. The average intake levels were 3 to 4 servings per day versus 1 to 2 servings per week. The study concluded that higher consumption of white rice is associated with a significantly increased risk of type 2 diabetes, especially in Asian population, such as the aforementioned Chinese and Japanese populations. As always, discuss all nutritional questions with your qualified healthcare professional. It has been extensively shown, mainly in U.S. populations, that sugar-sweetened beverages are associated with increased risk of type 2 diabetes, but less is known about the effects of artificially sweetened beverages. The authors of a recent study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition evaluated the association between self-reported sugar-sweetened beverages, artificially sweetened beverages, and 100% fruit juice consumption and type 2 diabetes risk over 14 years of follow-up in a French investigation into cancer and nutrition cohort. The study concluded that both sugar-sweetened beverages consumption and artificially sweetened beverages consumption were associated with increased type 2 diabetes risk. The authors cannot rule out that factors other than artificially sweetened beverages consumption that were not accounted for or controlled for were also responsible for the association with diabetes, and randomized trials are required to prove a causal link between artificially sweetened beverage consumption and type 2 diabetes risk. As always, discuss all nutritional questions with your qualified healthcare professional. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Theodore Roosevelt. A man who has never gone to school may steal from a freight car, but if he has a university education, he may steal the whole railroad. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow. I never meant to call you when you sorrow. Never meant to call you any pain. I'm the one who wants that I see you laughing. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain. I'm
want to lead up, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it. Let me guide you.